Hello, everyone. This is Nico Ray. How you all doing tonight? And I have on Pete and Nina. Are both of us?
Yeah, I'm on the line. You're actually breaking up, Mika.
Am I? And
Yeah,
then
you're breaking
who
up a
has
little
the
bit.
TV on?
I do.
Can you turn it down?
Sorry.
So I hope the sound, y'all know sometimes it's saying, so I may have
You're
to,
still in
when
and
we play,
out.
I'm still in and out.
Yep.
When the phone changed over. So tonight we are discussing workplace affairs. So we're going to talk about relationships that develop in the workplace, why it happened, and we're going to discuss cheating in the workplace. With the boss to get to the top, we're going to talk about all those things tonight, and I just cannot wait to get into it. I'm going to play this song while I get myself together and then come back.
Okay.
You make it look like it's magic. I see nobody, nobody but you, you, you. I'm never confused. Hey, I'm so used to being you. So wrong when you hold on expenses, 'cause I hate when the moon's expensive. So I'ma care for you, you, you. I'ma care for you. We live in no lies. Hey, hey, you're my favorite kind of night.
You deserve.
Okay, so we are back. Can you all hear me better now?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a lot better.
Oh, thank goodness. I just don't know what's up with that. But anyway, I'm so happy we are back. So I'll just repeat what I was saying in the beginning. So we're talking about workplace affairs, and you all are listening to Blog Talk Radio, WJBR, Internet Radio Show, and, of course, I'm Mika Ray. Then I have Keith, and I have Nadia on the line tonight. And if you all have something to say, if you have question or comment, just press 1, and I will bring you on. So, you guys, what do y'all think about this topic tonight?
Well, I'm not well-versed with workplace affairs since I've never had one, but I'm pretty sure once the conversation starts, you know, I'm probably going to have my own opinion anyway. But, but I'll just have to see off of what other people say.
Well, I can say I do have experience, but very little experience in this subject, and mine was a damn disaster. So I learned my lesson.
Why was it a disaster?
Yeah, what happened? Oh, tell us about it.
Golly. Well,
I got a story to share too, Key. So don't feel ashamed. Go ahead.
All right, so one of the things I can give y'all, the do's and the don'ts, one of the things that kind of made my relationship a disaster was the fact that the girl I was dealing with, she just felt it was okay for everybody to know all of our business. So, it's a bad deal when you walk into work and people know about what's going on your relationship. I mean, it catch you by surprise, you know. It was just a bad deal. So they knew when we was in bad shape, and they knew when we was in good shape. You know, so that was just one of the downsides to actually being in relationships like that. However, if you find someone who actually can keep things to themselves, it might be okay. I've actually known people that work in my workplace who actually had a relationship for about a year or two and ended up getting married. You know, things was good. It's just that the person I was dealing with just, you know, showed emotion to everybody, told our business to everybody. I mean, and it just made it a bad deal for me, you know, in that situation.
Well, see, I think that's the biggest thing when it comes to relationships in the workplace anyway, because we make friends with everybody, so not everyone knows our business, everyone knows what's going on, and I think it makes the place uncomfortable. What were you getting ready to say, Nadia?
I was going to ask if he's had any, not like a firm bone relationship, but situations with coworkers that haven't gone into a flown-bone relationship that he was able to keep under wraps or keep to himself, and did that work out better for him?
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you're the only he.
Well, me, I'll be honest, I never really, since that relationship, I never really indulged in workplace relationships, you know. I just wasn't never that type of individual anyway. Like, when I ended up falling in with this one, I mean, this happened by almost like a mistake type of thing. It wasn't nothing that I planned on doing. You know, I just was being nice to her, and she was probably being nice to me. And then next thing you know, she's telling people we going together. And I just rolled with the flow. You know, I didn't reject it because at the time, wasn't enough to do. So I just started going with the girl. You know what I mean? So that whole thing just started off bad, you know.
So hold on, you just started dating her just because she said, yeah, baby.
So this is the deal. This is how I end up being, you know. So I was always the type of person, you know, me and a friend of mine, we was always asking people to hang out, you know. And she, at this point, she was pregnant at the time, and she wasn't able to hang out. So I was just trying to be nice for whatever reason. And just told her I'd just come chill with her, you know. So I went and I kicked it with her, and, you know, we had a good time. And then she invited me to this little battle of the band thing, which is cool. And then she invited me to her little aunt club, and then we went there and kicked it. So, like, after the third time we hung out is when she told her aunt like when she introduced me that, you know, so she was like, yeah, this is my boyfriend. And me, I was kind of like, it shocked me because I never thought we established that relationship, you know, established that at the time. But at the same time, you know, I didn't really resist. I mean, I did stand back and I'm like, okay, I'm going to have to talk to this girl once we got to the store, you know. But when I got in the car, you know, I just never had that conversation. And I was just like, okay, let me just see where this goes. Because she seemed cool. You know, she was, you know, cool to kick her with and things like that. So I just seen how it went. But, you know, as time went on, I realized certain things about her that kind of was off. You know, like, if she get mad at me, you know, she had no problem letting everybody know where I work at that she was mad at me. You know what I'm saying? Either she'd scream across the room kind of deal. I mean, it was embarrassing. It really was, man.
When it happened the first time, why didn't you shut it down when it happened the first time?
Well,
yeah,
now, conversations have, you know, we've had our conversations about that. I'm like, you know, because me, I kind of locate anyway. I don't like a whole lot of tension on me. So for her to do things like that, I have to have a conversation with her. And she was cool with it, but all that go out the window when she's upset. You know, so you can have a conversation with people. And when they right now and they okay with it, but then when she get mad, she don't care. She don't care. She want me to look bad at that point, so she don't care how I feel. She don't care about what conversation we had. So she was just that type of person. And so when she got fired, I was kind of happy. You know, I had to worry. But even then, it didn't even stop then. That would make it so bad. So even when she got terminated, she was still cool with people there. So they still knew all my business because she was mad. She would call them, telling them stuff. And next thing you know, they coming to me, Kira, why you do this and all this stuff? And it was just a big mess, man. So.
Oh, goodness. That's why workplace relationships are just not good, honey. That's just too much drama. A lot of people actually go to work to get away from the drama of their relationship at home. And you went to work to create drama in your relationship.
Yeah, that was just a bad move. I mean, like I said, man, if you got two level-headed individuals, it probably wouldn't be that bad. You know, I just caught a bad one on that one, you know. But
yeah, you caught a bad one, honey. Just don't do it again.
I would think it would be uncomfortable to have a workplace relationship. I'm not the jealous type of girl, but I know a lot of people don't like their man saying, talking to a woman too often, or say they go to lunch with another girl. Now you're wondering why you going to lunch because you met me at work. So now you're going to lunch with her, and that's how we started to get together. So what's going on? I don't got time for all of that. Or if I'm very friendly. So me, if I go to lunch with somebody on a regular basis, I don't need nobody else asking me no questions of why. I mean, this person always going to lunch. And that's another reason why I think it's not a good idea. It's because then unnecessary jealousy comes into play.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
mm-hmm,
I need to politic. I need to, you know, I need to I can't think of the word right now. When you go and meet people. When you go and meet people. What's the word?
Mingle.
Network. I need to network. Yeah, I need to network. I don't need you in my face wondering who I'm talking to, who I'm talking to that long, or why they, you know, calling my phone or any of that.
Right. Well, what I'm going to do is bring on two. We got a few callers holding already, so I'm going to bring on one. The first one is 6981. Let's see.
Yes,
6981.
Yes.
Hey,
this is Lolita.
Oh, hey, how you doing?
Hi.
Wonderful, thank you. I had to come in on this topic because it's so funny that everybody's saying, you know, it's dangerous and it's crazy. But I actually had a situation because, you know, I'm a small, skinny person, so a lot of men, you know, thrive to that. Well, I was working at a predominantly male-dominated workplace, and it just so happened that it seemed like it was like every guy wanted to talk to me. So me being the flirtatious one I am, I caught myself just flirting with, you know, everybody just trying to get to talk, trying to get to know them. Oh, whatever. Mm-hmm. Well, come to find out, it was becoming a little bit too hard because I would go outside with one of them, and then the other one coming out of their section of the building, and it was just, like, too much going on. It was, like, I was to the point, like, okay, I had to figure out what I was going to do, but it was a point where I did care for one of them enough to want to go ahead and move on with it, but with everybody being in the same building, it was too much. And see, it wasn't like one part of the building. It was like the engineering section, the warehouse section. Like, it was different sections that came from. But it got to the point where everybody started. I don't know if it was coincidence that they all ended up being in the same spot at the same time. Like, it is very dangerous, and I'll never do it again, I'll tell you that.
Well, especially if it's a bunch of them in one place.
Well, I didn't look at it as being one place because the way the building was set up, it was like it was a main engineering building, and then like the warehouse on one side and the other side had another part. So I'm not thinking nothing of it. And then once I started going outside with one, and then the other one was popping up, I'm like, oh Lord, I'm trying to get myself tore up.
Yes,
so,
Cindy, you can't have too many people in one place, even if it's separated like that. You know, you just got to be careful.
But that's what I get for being flirtatious and being a hot little mama. That's all that was. I was trying to be too many things for my own good. But I figured it out. It wasn't going to work.
Thank you for sharing. How did it end?
Well, what happened was I ended up leaving that job because I had got sick. So I pretty much lost contact with everybody.
Oh, Lordy.
Yeah.
Well, at least it went ahead and ended, and it didn't end in a negative way.
Exactly.
Nothing crazy happened on your workplace, so that's a good thing.
So everything could have turned out a lot worse, but it didn't, so I'm thankful. But it is dangerous, and it's crazy.
I have a very similar story. Oh, go ahead, Keith, and then I'm going to bring
the
next call, then I'll tell y'all my story.
I was just about to say, you know, sometimes people look for that thrill in a relationship, though. Because it does bring a sense of excitement as well, just the secretive part of it, kind of make the relationship a little bit more interesting at the same time. So I think things mess up when too many people know about you. That's when things mess up, you know. But, like, as far as if you're able to just keep it within yourselves and just be able to have that secret moment, you know, just being secretive about it and just having that relationship. And then, you know, because we would have conversations before everybody knew about how we would, because we dated for a minute before anybody knew anything. And it kind of added a little something different to the relationship, though. So it could be a positive to it, but it just has to be with the right person, you know.
Man, if people knew y'all were together, people didn't know y'all were together in the beginning, she decided to go public with it? Because I would have been mad.
Yeah. No, I did, man. I didn't care if nobody ever knew about it because, I don't like the type of attention on them. So things kind of went awry when everybody just started knowing, and not even just knowing us, just knowing the bad part. Like, cause she would always make it when things wasn't going bad. She would always make that known. I think that kind of was a. And then of course, when she tells a story, I'm always the bad guy. So it's like, man, now people looking at me crazy because they don't know the full story. So, and that's another thing, you
right?
Know, so if you get some people who just all air out the bad side and make it seem like the other person's the one in the wrong, then it's just everybody gets the wrong perception of who you are as an individual, and it just messes up things. So
how long were you with this person?
Hey, I'm going to say that question for just 1 second. Oh, yeah, answer that real fast first. Then I'm going to bring on the next caller. Go ahead. I'm sorry. How long were you with this person?
Well, I ended up being with her for 3 years.
Okay.
But that's
in
because
the
she ended up leaving the job. No, no, not in the workplace. She ended up getting terminated.
Okay.
Yeah, so we worked together for about less than a year.
Okay. Well, I'm going to bring on the next caller, Lolita. Thank you for calling.
Always, my pleasure.
I appreciate you sharing your story. Okay, I want to bring on 9728.
Hi. This is Kay. How are you all? Yeah. Well, I guess just a little piece of advice from the old folk. You don't get your money where you don't get your honey where you get your money at.
Hello.
So that was definitely.
Oh, I love that one.
Yeah.
Say that again.
But you don't get your honey where you get your money.
I'm about to post.
Yeah, I've heard it so many ways, but I haven't heard it that way. I've heard it so many ways.
Me neither.
Yeah. You don't get your honey where you get your money. Exactly.
It's a distraction.
It really is. And
well,
I'm
Barack and Michelle, they got their honey where their money was.
No, they didn't. They went to college together and they worked separate places.
No, they worked at the same place. They worked
together.
At the hospital? No, Michelle worked. They worked at a law firm together.
Oh yeah, he was his boss, I think.
Yeah.
Well, it worked for them. Yeah. They don't work for everybody, Nadia.
I'm just saying. Pick and choose with who you want to get your honey and money with. That's all I'm saying, babe.
Yeah, you know what? If you're gonna get the honey and the money, I think you need to be getting the honey and the money from the upper level. That's just how I feel, babe. I don't think I want somebody that's on my same level getting my honey. Somebody that can help me get a raise, try to move me up in the company.
And, you know, and that's a good point that you were just saying, because it kind of tie in. And I think maturity makes the difference, because on my volunteer job, they were and they were just tearing up chairs, because men can play those same games that women play, where they're flirtatious and they're leading women on. And this one particular guy, he had three different girls on three different volunteer shifts,
They all came together
at one event, and I mean a big event, where we were stepping across them rolling around on the floor trying to make like ain't nothing going on, and we keep the event going. And security had to pull them apart.
Wow.
And he's still working like nothing.
Oh, my gosh.
So it
doesn't
always turn out
good
at all.
It does not. I had a situation very, very similar that happened to
Hello.
Me years ago. Can y'all hear me?
Hello.
I can hear you.
What is Shay doing? Can we hear you, Shay? Can you hear us? Okay, something must be going on with her phone, so we'll bring her back in a minute. But I had a very, very, very similar situation that she was just speaking of. It was at one of my first jobs ever out of college. And I'm just going to share this. It's very personal, but I'm going to share it anyway. So I started working, and I met this great guy. And, you know, I just thought he was very attractive. But, and this is, like, before I became a counselor, you all, so, like, don't judge me. So, when I met the guy, he had a girlfriend, and his girlfriend worked at the job. Like, she worked there, too. But, you know, I was just graduating from college. And so, all of a sudden, we kind of went out for drinks. And then eventually we begin this little thing, you know, going on. And, oh, gosh, like maybe 3 or 4 months later, I found out after me, him, and a few of the other coworkers went out for lunch and stuff, he had been messing with all three of us. Like all of us. And his girlfriend.
Man, that's a bad boy.
At the office, and he's taking us all out to eat. Like, we have a lunch together. We go out and have drinks together. We go to each other's houses, have a good time. None of us had a clue.
Wow.
How crazy is
big
that? Tripping. And it's a small, tiny office. It wasn't what Lolita said, the big office, or what Shay was saying, the three different volunteer shifts. No, it was one small, tiny, bitty office. We sitting near each other every day.
So let me ask you, how do you think he went on so long without y'all finding out about that?
Because then nobody want their business to be known, so then nobody say nothing.
Right. Because we kept quiet. We kept our business to ourselves. And the only way we found out is I was talking to one of the girls one day, and she just out of the blue asked me. She was like, you think something going on with such and such? And, you know, him and one of the other girls. And I'm like, it looked like it, but I don't care because he ain't my man. I was just, you know, having fun. But I'm like, maybe. And so she just basically just, you know, told me whatever. And it went from there. I found out about that, and then we found out about the other person, and that was it.
Wow. Did you ever tell him you ever tell him about you and him also? You ever tell him about that?
Oh yeah, we all knew.
Okay.
Now the last person, she never confessed. She never confessed. But we knew it.
No, wait,
so
did he tell you?
No, we told each other, and then we told him that we knew about each other.
Mm.
Wow. So how was the work environment after that?
Oh, we became the best of friends, me and the other girl. Now, the other person, we ain't really become friends, but me and the girl that we talked about it with, whatever, we became the best of friends. Now, we were
fine.
So
what about the guy?
He just walked around acting like he didn't do anything wrong. And wonder why this day that I don't talk to him.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So whatever.
It
happened. It's done. But it was so, you know, I just cannot believe it. How do you have the nerve to do
something? Hey, because he was able to do it.
Yeah,
right,
and that's the thing,
oh,
man. What are you talking about?
Now, you don't have to make somebody feel worse.
Well, and that's the thing,
I'm sorry if you was
If a guy can get away with it, if a guy can get away with it, he'll do his best to get away with it. You know, that's how most of the guys are. That's the truth.
You know what? I find that one reason why I have literally never done a workplace relationship is because if it doesn't blow up, if it blows up, the guy doesn't look bad, but the girl looks bad.
It's the girls
and then,
that look bad.
Right. The girls look bad, and then guys tend to lie on their pee-pee, and especially for a girl like me who's a huge flirt, I might have dated you, and it was a legitimate relationship. But because I'm such a flirt with everyone else, now all of a sudden this person, that person want to say they dated me when they didn't date me. So now I'm looking like the office hoe, and I didn't even do anything. So girls always look bad. And then because you were able to date me, now this idiot on the other side thinks that he got a chance because that's just what I do. You know what I mean? So that's another reason why I don't, or say I'm working my butt off and I'm dealing with you and all of a sudden I get a promotion. The reason why I got a promotion is because I'm dealing with you, not because of the work that I put in. It looks worse on a girl in office relationships than it does on a guy.
Yeah, it always looks worse on the girl, especially if it's like the boss or the supervisor or, you know, someone else that has a little bit more authority than the female. It's always going to look like the female was doing it just so she can get ahead. But
mm-hmm.
I never said, now I just want to clarify, I'm not going to do you just to get ahead. I was just saying that if
I
am going to get involved with somebody.
Right. I agree with you. I totally agree with you. If I'm going to mess with you, you better have a corner front office. You may be able to make some furniture movement around there, because I personally am not dealing with somebody who's on my level or just a notch above me. Because
right.
What are you going to do for me?
Well, that's the thing, man. You know, girl, y'all treat me all with that. You don't mess with somebody on your level. So what if there's a guy who's got a lot of potential and who's going somewhere? I mean, you wouldn't deal with somebody who who could be above your level in the next year or two?
No.
You know, that's my thing.
No, I'm saying if I'm going to go there, I'm going to go there with somebody who's going to be in the office only because if this is a relationship, that's a different conversation. But if this is just us getting to know each other and in a year we're not even messing with each other anymore, I'm not going to do that at my workplace. And it's not because I need to step on you to get ahead. I'm saying I can network with you and I can be friends with you and we can be cool at work and outside of work without me having to sleep with you or having other people knowing that we're sleeping together, because then I didn't earn what I got based on my brain or my work ethic. I got it because I'm dealing with you. So I'd rather just not do it. But if I'm going to do it, please let you be the president of this company, because then I'll be like, yeah, I did that. Yeah, I got here. See what I'm saying? It's just different.
Yeah, it makes you feel better. And then also, too, if you want to risk your job, you might as well go big and go hard.
Right. One, if you're going to risk your job, and two, okay, 9 times out of 10, if I'm dealing with somebody who's in the upper office, you barely dealing with the level I'm at right now in my job. You're not dealing with really the people that I'm involved with on a regular day basis. So you're not going to be concerned. But if I'm dealing with you and you're my superior, one notch above or maybe 2 notches above, and me and you fall out, I don't need that backlash. I don't need you, one, telling my business because you're mad. Two,
right,
trying to do other things to me work-wise because you mad. Now all of a sudden I'm getting written up left and right because you mad, because you have direct interaction with me on a regular basis. Whereas somebody up there, they ain't really worried about all that.
And you know what? That brings up another point, though, seriously. While workplace affairs aren't the best thing to do. Because the thing is this, if they become mad at you, especially if they're your superior, they have, of course, they could fire you or find a way to get you fired. If they're not your superior, they're just your coworker, they could just go and do anything just because they pissed off at you. Especially if you sleeping with them and you're cheating on your wife or your husband.
Right. I have a friend. Sorry, I thought you were done. Sorry.
Go ahead.
I have a friend who is dealing with a supervisor at her job. And when they stop, she's dealing with him, he's married, so they will never be together in that way, shape, or form. So when she finally decides to move on and finds herself someone who she eventually marries and has children with, he in return, because he's still in his feelings and he's still hurt, but although she moved to a different apartment, he moved to a different apartment, they still had to work with each other. And all of a sudden,
mm-hmm,
she's not a good employee, she's not doing her job correctly, blah, 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 because you in your feelings. That I don't,
mm-hmm,
have time for. That I really,
right,
don't have time for.
I don't,
and it's not even, it's not
my
even
life
that he, right, and he was not her direct superior anymore, but he had enough influence because their teams worked together.
Mm-hmm,
their teams worked together. So he had enough influence to throw dirt on her game. On her work ethic, and that's not cool.
And
because
you're
mad.
Not cool. Right. Well, let me bring on another caller, and then we're going to come back to the subject. 8309, you're on.
Hey, y'all. What's
Hello?
Good?
How are you? How you doing?
What's up? Man, I'm good. I'm actually sitting here with my homeboy, and he had something to say on that subject about
okay.
Workplace affairs. I personally feel like if you're going to do it, hopefully somebody that's on your level or beneath you is fine as hell and you want to get at them, but I don't think you should engage in anything like that with somebody over top of you, because, of course, they're going to hold it over your head. What did you have to say, Aaron?
I mean, for the most part, if you, especially at work, it's a very touchy situation, and, you know, you don't want people to get fired or people to quit. But, yeah, if you're going to mess with somebody, I think you need to just take the whole trying to get ahead or trying to
you know, utilize that person for whatever it is that they may have ahead or above you out of the picture, because if it go bad, it could go bad most likely for you because you at the bottom. So, I mean, if you just you're at the bottom, and when it's time to go, you know, when, like you said, when people start getting pissed off and, you know, you getting on their nerves and whatnot, it's a wrap. You're going to be the first one out the door, so do not even put yourself in that situation. If you're just there to, you know, sleep with people or do whatever it is you want to do, just make sure that you ain't got as much to lose as they do. Like, if it go down, both of us going. So, but at the same time, too. But no, at the same time,
that's a good
though.
Point, Aaron.
No, I mean, because no, at the same time too, you get girls or somebody that you might work with, and they could go crazy on you. And, you know, you never know. Both y'all still might get fired. But the thing is if that person values their job just as much as you, then y'all are pretty much playing on the same playing field. I mean, now if you're just trying to get something out of the deal, then that's a risk that you're gonna have to take, but it's an unnecessary risk, especially if you want to keep your job. So that's really all I want to say on that.
I agree with what you're saying, but I think that there's a difference between I'm gonna sleep with somebody because I want to get something from them, you know, trying to get a raise, a promotion, or something like that. Then it is okay, I am attracted to this person, and this person just so happened to be the boss and the supervisor.
Yeah, no, that's always a possibility. But, I mean, you'd have to approach it, I think. It's a toughy situation. I feel like you got to put in a lot more work with that person if they are, you know, like your supervisor or whatever, because, you know, you going in and just start acting in your kind of way, and let's say you get with that person. They're your supervisor, right? You get them in the bed, whatever, and something just ain't right. Dude, you know, just things didn't go well. And like, you not really clowning them, but not really trying to get with them again. His feelings will get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You all telling the truth, just basically like, look, you know, we got together, we hooked up, it was whack, and, you know, that's it. So how do you deal with that now? Do you actually, you know, you can't subtly, you know, break it off because you got to see dude every day or whatever. So, I mean,
right.
It's a risk that you got to deal with because you don't want to keep screwing this dude and, you know, he ain't doing what he's supposed to be doing. So, I mean, it's a lot of variables when you're dealing with people that's above you. And sometimes you get in trouble or get caught out there not even intentionally doing anything. Like, you don't necessarily have to treat them like shit. You could just basically get on something and be like, damn, dude, it's not working. I mean, I just can't deal with you. So,
I think it is too many risk factors. I really, personally, I don't normally give my opinion, but on this, I do give my opinion because I don't think it's a good idea to have any type of relationship in the workplace. However, I do understand that people can't help who they are attracted to. And, you know, sometimes things just happen. You know, you're going to lunch one day, then, you know, you see a little flicker in their eye, you start flirting, you're kissing, you're touching on each other, and then next thing you know, lunch break becomes sex break, and you just can't help it.
I'm going to chime in on that, too. this Chase again. I'm going to chime in on that. It's all on who you are, too, and how you finagle it. You have to use a little charm when you're getting into haberdashery. You can't just go in all willy-nilly. I think if you do, you have to lay down some stipulations, like some ground rules, you know what I mean? And then maybe that'll help a little bit if you absolutely have to get with that person.
But I think go ahead, whoever was about to say something.
Well, no, I was going to say, I'm all for dating people that you like generally at the job, but I mean, to be quite honest with you, if I ran into a situation like that, I wait until I quit or wait until they leave a job. Like, I mean, that can't be a factor. It's too much I got to lose, too many problems, too many moving parts with that. So if somebody ain't around, like if I don't work there no more, and I hooked up with people that were supervisors of mine outside of work after I left, you know, that's different because you know, I'm doing something else and you're still there. And, I mean, I don't know. It's just a lot easier. I unfortunately have had my share of, you know, work relationships, and for the most part, none of them were horrible. I don't have any horror stories to tell, but, you know, it's just the fact that it's too much to lose, you know, for both of y'all if things don't go well. So just don't do it. Well, wait until somebody quit it. Don't.
Yeah, I agree. Well, that makes sense. So I think that this also brings up another point. What do y'all think happens when people who are married decide to sleep with someone at the workplace? What is driving them to do that?
It's easy. And a lot of times people know that they're married, and for some reason they still want to deal with you, so you don't really have to put in as much work into the situation, I guess.
Yeah. And you're also spending most of your day with that person, too.
Right.
Majority of your day.
Right. It's amazing how many people deal with each other at my job, and sometimes it is the same men going around dealing with all of these girls. And I wonder to myself, like, one, for me, I would never feel special if you came and tried to holler at me like that, because you holler at everybody. I'm just the one that took the bait at this particular moment. So you're not really trying to pursue me as a person. You're really just trying to get in my pants. One, and two, I walked into this job with somebody hollering, like, being very like, yo, so what's up? And I'm like, I'm married, and I thought you were married. And he was like, oh, yeah, but that's not the problem. I'm not trying to take you out. I'm not trying to be with you. I was just saying, well, what's up, like, with me and you hooking up? And I was like, wow, people are very direct. I was like, I've never been so direct. Nobody's ever been direct like that for me before, you know. I was like, well, if I was to take up his offer, so to speak, at least he let me know what the what was. But, of course, I didn't take up his offer. But I didn't take up his offer, one, because I'm no. Two, because you hollering at everybody in here. But then I go into the hallway, and I see you sneak a kiss for somebody else. And it's just like, ew. And then I'm looking at her now. And, you know, you shouldn't be judging folks. But now I'm looking at her like, you know he married, and you still dealing with him? Like, you don't have any respect for yourself? Because that man is never going to be with you like that. And this is an unmarried woman who wants a relationship, and that's who you decide to pick up with in a relationship, somebody who you can never truly have? That don't make no sense to me. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's just easy for them. It's just easy.
It is easy, because I think go ahead, Keith.
I have to agree with that, because I ran into a situation with a young lady who was in a relationship and wanted to get out of it. And, yeah, I mean, it was easy. You know, I was there. She was like, yo, I'm trying to do whatever. And, you know, we just kind of hooked up, went out, had drinks, whatever. And that went on until, of course, she just started getting sloppy with her end of the relationship. And, you know, it broke off. But I think what it did was allow her the freedom, or at least the thought that, you know, maybe I can move on from this particular person. Now, I didn't want to play that role, but that just turned out to be my lane that I had to drive in and say, look, you know, that's just what I want to do. But I think different situations are going to, you know, predict different outcomes. Like, that worked out okay because it was what it was. You know, nobody was in for any surprises. They kind of already knew that, you know, look, you know, I'm in a relationship or semi in a relationship. You know, when you got this situation that you're trying to deal with, you know, it really kind of depends on where you at in the problem at home. I mean, at the job. So.
I hear you. I mean, for some reason, the men in my job, they're ridiculous, and.
Yeah,
I know one person who is very upfront with people, and he will say, I am married, what you want to do? Very upfront. But then I know other people who take off their wedding ring, give you this story about how you can't come to their house because they separated and they own their friend couch. That's why you can't come to their house. People don't even know this person is married at all. And he's dealt with so many women at the job. And when a new one comes in, and I'm like, there go another one. They're about to bite the dust, you know. And it's just like, why lie? And I know another one who bought his wife into the job, shouldn't have bought his wife into the job, and still dealing with other women and getting all twisted and turned and up the day. You end up losing your job. Because of all this mess that you're doing with all of these women, and then you want to bring your wife into this environment and give her a job here when you know that you're not right it's at this job. And to me, I kind of respect the person more, not to say that he's right, but I respect the one who says, I am married. What do you want to do? Because that at least is giving me the option to say, okay, I know what the situation is. I'm going to do this with my eyes wide open, as opposed to the other guys that don't admit that they're married or lie about their marriage situation and say that they're separating or whatever the stupid case may be, because now you're not letting me choose for myself. You're bamboozling me into getting in bed with you. And then I want to ask these girls, sometimes, like, I'm not a cat to save a house. I don't say nothing, and I like these guys better than I talk to these guys better than I talk anyway. But sometimes I want to say to them, y'all don't ask questions. Y'all don't talk, walk around and ask people, what's up with this person, what's up with that person, before you get in bed with them. Because I don't ask.
Some women, I think that some women are just happy to have somebody hitting on them and glad to get some penis or whatever else they get in coochie or whatever. And I don't think they care. I just
they
don't.
Some
women care anymore. Some women don't care anymore. Their self-esteem, their self-worth is low. And they're going to take whatever they can get.
Well, that's true. But I will say
because
this.
It's a shame. Well, I was just going to say this real quick. It's a shame for us to work in the environment that we work in and not know what is going on with these people. Our environment talks too much. Entirely too much.
It does.
So you don't even have to ask the people you're messing with. You could ask anybody else in the place.
But that's
go
the
ahead,
thing. Like, that's why I'm saying that's why I would ask questions. But you know what? You can always not ask questions, because let it be known, I'm still hooked up with so many people at this job and I have never hooked up with nobody at this job. But if I talk to somebody
true.
For too long, all of a sudden me and this person, we are – I have a situation where I'm in a hallway, and me and this person, he's not even in my department. We are very, very, very good friends. So we talk personally. So I'm in the hallway telling him my personal business, and because it's my personal business, I'm not trying to be loud about it. So we are kind of close. And we're having conversation, and it's like a whisper. Next thing I know, somebody's pinging me, asking me what's going on with me and him. Like, really? Like, first of all, it's not your business. Second of all, I'm just talking to somebody. Not everybody who's talking to somebody of the opposite sex is sleeping with that person. But at the other end, there are so many people at that place that are sleeping with each other. Your question isn't far-fetched. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
true. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is what it is. It's, you know, people opposite sex, they're really friends anyway. So it is what it is. But I don't play them office relationships games in no way, shape, or form.
And then, you know, besides that, depending on what kind of environment you work in, people go have the wrong perception anyway. But most relationships and jobs does happen just mainly out of convenience. You talk to these people every day, you see them every day, and it's just like relationships build, you know, before you even know it. You start liking people, you know, and then from that point, they try to work it out. Because I know in our environment, there's all kind of relationships that may be going on, you know, that we probably don't even know anything about.
Yeah, I'm sure, Chad. Well, we have another call. I think she was on earlier. She had pressed one. Give me 1 second. Bring her on. 6981.
Yeah, this is Lolita.
Hey, what you wanted to say, honey? I know you said you were talking. I'm
sorry.
I had to
chime in about the marriage game, because out of one of those people I was talking about earlier that I was, you know, flirting with, one of them was actually married. So I had already informed him that I wasn't going to deal with him because he was married. Well, I don't know what kind of household or dysfunctional family he had, but do you know this man's wife called my phone like 3 o'clock in the morning crying because I told her husband that I didn't want to talk to him and I need to go ahead and talk to him, and she didn't care. She just wanted him to be happy.
What?
I promise you, I had to pinch myself to make sure I was not dreaming. So when I looked at the phone, that thing said 3 a.m. I said, you got to be kidding me. And this lady was literally crying in my ear.
well, oh, we've been through so much, and I travel too much, and I ain't never home, and he just need companionship, and yada, yada, and he really likes you, and he's just really upset because you don't want to be bothered because he's married. So I'm calling to let you know it's okay.
Hold up, honey.
I never
you know what I do?
Right, I ain't never heard no mess like that either.
I've heard of that before.
I'm telling you, I had to get myself to really look in my bed. I had Tessie even look at my phone. I said, did this call really come in my phone this time of morning? She was like, yes, that is a real phone call. Because I thought I was dreaming. I might not never.
Well, I've had that happen. I've known that to happen with a couple before where the wife traveled a lot. So she invited someone to come and live with them just to satisfy her partner until she was home. So I mean, it happens. It does happen. It's not traditional, but it happens. Well, I'm going to put you back on mute 1 second, Lolita, because I got, like, two more callers I want to bring on real quick. So mm-hmm. I'll bring you back, okay? Mm-hmm. I think somebody got me on speaker. But hang on. 3727? Hello?
Hello?
Is this 3727?
No. Yeah, this, okay. Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is it over?
No.
Oh, okay. It got real quiet for a sec.
We was waiting for you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm shy. My bad. But, yeah, I don't really have nothing much to say about this topic. I never had this predicament before. This is whole experience of business pleasure. So I'm like so speechless that I know what do happens to realize. So yeah.
Okay. Well, we thank you for listening.
Yep, you're welcome.
We appreciate it.
It was interesting.
Well, there's so many things that happen out there in this world. We'll be shocked by it.
Right.
Well, still hang out. We're almost finished. So continue to listen in.
All righty. I will.
Thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Let
okay,
me ask you
so
this,
Keith.
I'm sorry.
Oh,
I was going to ask
the question. Then I'm going to bring on 9728. Go ahead, and then I'll bring on 9728.
Okay. Now, because I know who you are, in your position, do you feel like it is appropriate for you to deal with someone that is your employee?
You asking me?
Keith.
You. Are you asking me that? No, it's
yeah.
not. It's not because, first, I have a lot at stake to risk. I mean, because all it takes is for someone to get upset and run their mouth, and then that's pretty much it for me almost, you know. So
mm-hmm.
I really have
because
to be conscious.
That's
yeah.
what? That's what almost? What's that? What's it, it's what almost?
Yeah, I mean, I can't do that. So in my particular position, yeah, I just can't take a chance like that at all because I don't care how cool you are. I mean, you already have something over my head. If I was to say something wrong or slick, I mean, period. I don't even have to have a relationship with you. You could say some foul stuff about me and I'll be in trouble. So imagine if I was to get in a relationship and something go wrong. So that's one of them things I really can't fool with that with the position I'm in. You know.
I think that's a good point you made because that reminds me of what Aaron, the other caller, was saying earlier, that the women have a lot to lose. But in a lot of cases, the men have a lot to lose too, or even if it's a woman, the higher-ups have a lot to lose too because that person can always scream sexual harassment,
mm-hmm.
rape, sexual assault or something. And, of course, being that we have, you know, what we have in the work environment, the first thing they're going to do is going to believe that woman until it's proven otherwise.
Yeah,
so I
you
think
know what,
the superior always have more to lose at the end of the day than the subordinate. 9728, are you on the call?
I am.
Oh, hey, so you back.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm back. Look, I was driving home. Y'all know I get off kind of late, so. But I lost the call. But two things. Some companies, and like the company that I work for, there is a in reference to protecting yourself in reference to sexual harassment when you're in a leadership position, there is a policy in place where the information does have to be reported to HR. It does not have to be reported to your department head, but it does have to be reported to HR. And I know this from the, I don't know exactly, from the provider side, if you're dating a provider or somebody on side of the team, because of just that, where the sexual harassment or he touched me or he said this or he said that. So there is a policy in place that will protect both ends, and not just that superior, but that subordinates, I guess it's the correct term. But on both sides, there is a policy in place where you just go to HR and report it. And I think even if for other companies that don't have that in place, that's always a good idea too. And again, it's based on that maturity. And we sometimes really have to look beyond that physical, because, oh, he looked good, she looked good, she got this, she got that. But where is her mind at, or where is his mind at? Are you really going to end up in that foolish state of mind, that fatal attraction situation if things don't go well? So that's what I wanted to say in reference to that part of it. And I think where the conversation came up about married situations, dating married men or dating married women, sometimes things slip up and happen. Like the other young lady, and I apologize, I don't remember who said it, about, you know, you go out to lunch or you get to hanging out and things happen. And then I know Nadia said that she respects the man that's upfront and honest about it. Sometimes it just happens. And then my last comment about the girl, Lolita, I think it was, that said that the lady called her and encouraged her to date her husband. I remember my very first job at McDonald's. I was 17, and this girl wanted me to sleep with her husband because she was sleeping with everybody else, and she said she felt sorry for him. And, you know, like, really? I mean, she literally would carry a change of panties in her purse. 3-4 pairs of panties in her purse. And
oh,
she asked
God.
Me to do her a favor. And I'm looking at her like, is this woman crazy? You know, I don't think I went back to work after that. It was just a little summer job anyway. So I was scared and did not go back.
Wow.
Oh, my God. That is crazy. You know, like I said, I've seen it happen, but I've never really heard anyone say that someone has propositioned them to be their husband's or their wife's lover.
Yes.
But you know what? I think that happens because some women feel guilty. Like you said, Shay, she felt guilty because she was sleeping with everyone. So she figured, you know, I might as well let him sleep with someone, and then eventually maybe he'll leave and I don't have to. She didn't have the courage to tell him that she didn't want to be with him anymore.
Exactly.
And that's ridiculous. Just be upfront and honest and say, you know what, I don't want it anymore. I'm done with the relationship. And carry on. Why take yourself through so much stress?
You know, unfortunately, unfortunately, people stay in relationships. You know what? I don't even think people stay in relationships anymore. When the wind blow, they want a divorce. You know, they just out of there. So, and then out of convenience, maybe, finances, you know, you do you and I'm going to do me.
Yeah.
Make sure you pay this bill, I pay this bill.
If you're being upfront and honest about it, that's different. I feel like people have the right to define their relationship. So if you say, okay, I'm going to do what I want to do, you do what you want to do, as long as these bills are paid in the house, we're good to go. Every now and again, maybe we'll have sex too. Who knows? But that's different. Y'all have made this decision together. But to just be underhanded and, like, I'm just going to go and sleep with all my coworkers while you work there too, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You bring undue stress and hurt, and, you know, people forget the other people that they're hurting. You know, they forget about their spouse, and then they forget about all these other folks that they're sleeping with. I mean, you create in these soul ties with folks that is just not necessary. And you're creating drama that doesn't need to be there.
Yeah, and people get hurt in those manners, and not just emotional hurt. You know, one of my little favorite relaxation pictures is Fatal Attraction. And most of that is always...
It's a relaxation picture.
Yeah, because I be like, you know... I mean, because it's really, when you watch it, you really ask yourself, how dumb are you? You know, and these, and it's just, to me, it's comical on how stupid some people really are. And it's sad, don't get me wrong, because I mean, most of the people end up dead, but it's always some kind of 3 or 4-way love triangle. And you're like, really? But, of course, you always think, that'll never happen to me. And that's, you know, it's just crazy.
It is crazy, and it's silly, and it doesn't make sense that people need to stop. So what I'm going to do is play a song. I need a breather. I'm going to play Erykah Badu's Kiss Me on My Neck. I love this song. So I'm going to play this, and we'll breathe, and we'll come back, and we'll finish.
Somebody woke up behind me
Okay, y'all, that is one of my favorite songs by Erykah Badu. Welcome back to the G-Spot with Mika Ray on WJBR Blog Talk Internet Radio Show. And so we are finishing up our conversation on workplace affairs. So my last topic is this. What signs, or if any, do you all think exist when it comes to your spouse sleeping with someone on their job?
Maybe if the spouse staying later at work than they normally stay.
That is a huge one. Staying later at work. And you know they talk about we're doing overtime, and you know good time well. That job ain't never offered no overtime. Not all of a sudden they doing overtime work.
And then close relationships with opposite sex. You know, you might want to look into that.
With
a particular individual, if you have, like, if your husband is real close friends with a lady friend at work, that they hang out quite a bit, that's something that you might want to look at too.
So we were talking about it in the group the other day, people bringing your, like, folks from a job bringing your spouse food to eat.
I don't know. Well, that could be it. That could be it. But when you talk about that, it's a lot of people at the job that bring food for a lot of other, like, for a group of people, though, you know. So it just depends.
But, like, what if it's just for you only? Like, I made this baby, you know, not baby. They're just going to say your name. I made my best macaroni and cheese ever, and I know you hungry. You always talking about your wife don't cook, so I brought you some macaroni and cheese for lunch today. Taste it and tell me what you think about it. Like, that's the type of stuff.
Right. Now listen, now, if a female came and brought it to me like that, now that would be good. Yeah, I would think something. I'd be like, okay, now, is she trying to, because I like the friends I have at the job, like my peers, you know, we always talk, you know, me, I'm not a real big cooker, and they are for the most part. So sometimes they do bring me food because I'm single and I don't have, a woman at the house. But, you know, these are women that's married. And, of course, I don't look at it like that at all because they just cool like that, you know, so they'll just bring me something here and there. Now, I don't look at it like that, but, you know, but in some cases, it does depend. Some people do get special treatment when it comes to food being brought to them like that. Me personally, I haven't received it, but I know where that can go, you know. So that could be a red flag depending on what kind of relationship the individual has with your spouse.
Well, how would you feel? Because me personally, I don't agree. I don't want nobody bringing my baby food to work. I don't care who they are.
Really?
Like, I don't need you feeding my boo. My boo is well fed and taken care of. So you don't need to worry about their stomach and if it's growling or not. Because if I didn't fix them no food, they will have money to go and get their own food.
Okay, so this is this. So this is an example I can give to you. Like, one of my coworkers is from an island. So a lot of times she'll make dishes that I'm not familiar with. And she's like, look, I'll bring you a plate so you can taste it and see what it tastes like. Tell me what you think. You know, so that's the kind of deal they bring to me. Like, you know,
but you're
she
single.
I know. But even if I had, you know, since if I was married, I would hope that my wife would understand that's not the direction they're trying to come to when they bring me a plate to try out, but just to see how it tastes because it's something different, you know. You might want to think about that. Be a little bit open. Be a little bit more open minded to things like that.
I'm not open minded to that.
that's what happened with that. Now these women are married too. You know, don't get me wrong. Even though that may not mean anything, but yeah, that's how it is sometimes. There don't be nothing going on, but that could be a sign. Don't get me wrong. It could be a sign.
Okay. What I think some of the other signs too is your spouse is coming home talking about that coworker, like constantly. That's all they talk
they
about.
Do it all
the coworker.
Time. Yeah. That's definitely something to be concerned about. If they continuously talk about their coworker all the time, yeah, that would be a red flag right there too. Now, so let me ask you this, since we're on this subject. So, if you're working with somebody, right, and y'all just y'all sit next to each other every day, y'all tell each other business and things like that, because y'all just built this comfort level, you know. I mean, how, and say for instance, you in a relationship, right, and how would you explain, I mean, how do you think your spouse will feel about you getting real close to somebody at work like that? Or how would you feel if you, because it happens all the time. You got people who've been sitting next to each other for years and years and years, and they just really, really cool, and they share a lot of things, and it may be some things that you may not be necessarily comfortable with your spouse sharing with people. But they do, and how would you handle something like that? I mean, how could you handle something like that?
Okay, so they're sharing something with the coworker that is not, what did you sound, sir?
Well, say for instance, they end up just going into be some really, really close friends, almost too close, you know? How would you handle that? Because it happens all the time at work, where you have, like, people who just, pretty much, they just hang out at work and they real cool. They hang, you know, they just do things together. I mean, I guess
see,
I'm like,
this is the thing. I do think that people actually can be friends with the opposite sex or with the same sex if they're a lesbian or gay couple. I do feel like you can be friends with people. So I'm not necessarily saying that I am super suspicious or I would be super suspicious, but I would definitely ask questions like, okay, babe, are you sure there's nothing going on? Y'all do kind of spend quite a lot of time together, so I just want to make sure everything is on the up and up.
Would it be
like, I would ask and talk about it.
Have you ever got close to somebody, say, have you ever got real close to somebody at your job, and you were almost to the point where, you know what, if we weren't working together, I would date this individual. Have you got that close to somebody at your job?
No, not really. I think I've gotten close to someone at the job, but no, I've never really gotten close to anybody other than, like I told you, that situation in the beginning. But other than that, everybody else has been friends. So, no, I don't think I've ever gotten close like that. Now, I've had an awkward situation where a coworker tried me. Well, a few coworkers have tried me. But this particular – I'm not saying it like that.
Well, I understand.
Because it was this married guy who tried me, and it pissed me off because he kept trying, even if I told him I was not interested. And he just kept trying, kept trying, kept trying. I could have sued him and the company for sexual harassment, but I didn't. But there was this other situation where it was really awkward, where this coworker was physically, like tried me physically, not rape or anything, but, like, kissed me. And that
what?
Was just awkward and rude. Yes, it was no place that y'all know of. It was awkward, and I felt it was very rude, and we had to work together after that, and it was just not a, it was just not a good thing. It was just not So, yeah, I guess I've been in these situations before. I have somebody that pressed one, so I'm going to bring them on real quick and see what they have to say. So this is 8183.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Hey.
I was calling in. I also want to comment on the work affairs, which you guys are talking about. But one thing I wanted to say is that, you know, it's just not always, you know, what it seems. Because, of course, you may hear from time to time people will say, hey, I have a work wife and I have a work husband. And, you know, I have a But when they say that because, you know, when you're at work, you share a camaraderie among the office that similar has similar characteristics of that. But, you know, it's not any funny business or whatnot. You're not crossing the line or anything. But at the same time, you know, these people are in your life because you're spending 40 hours a week with these people. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we tend to forget that, but you know, I think the best thing about those situations is that you don't cross the line, because if you do, there's no turning back. And when you do cross that line, it's you're going to be in a very awkward situation. Like you said, you know, sexual harassment, there's a number of things that can happen. And it's whether you're the boss or whether you're subordinate, either way, it's going to put you in a very awkward situation. I know one time I was at a job, and it was a young lady. She was working for our boss, and he was attracted to us. Everybody at the job was single, and he pursued her, and she liked him at the time. However, at one point in time, they had an awkward situation, and ever since then, it was tension in the office among everybody, because everybody knew the office drama. Uh-huh. That case scenario plays across America. That's why they always, in the military, is fraternizing. You know, in most corporate America, they say, you know, the same thing. You know, office affairs, if they find out, of course, you get fired. I think it's awkward, you know, if that takes place.
I just think that we really cross a, we're really just playing with a lot of fire when we try to develop relationships in different companies. And, you know, there are many companies out there that actually have the rule that you cannot, you know, that they do not want to see relationships develop, even though they can't really have real control over it. But they do have it as a rule, and if it happens, you may be let go of from the company, especially if you are a superior. So I just say that we really walk a fine line when we sit up here and say that we're sleeping with the person that's next to us in the office, and or we're sleeping with the boss or whatever. I just think it's a game that shouldn't be played out there. It's different. I do think it's different, though, if you're in an entirely different building, because there are a lot of companies we know where you're not working in the same building. One building may be all the way across town, the other building may be over here, and y'all are in two separate buildings. That's different, mm-hmm. because you're not in the same environment. It's still mm-hmm. like you're going to another job. Then I think another thing what happens, if you develop a relationship with this person and you decide to move in, you have kids, you have a family, then y'all have to see each other all day.
I know.
And couples need space. Like, they need space and time to regroup and recoup and, you know, have their friends that don't know anything about the relationship, and being able to just have a breather from relationship stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I don't like the term work wife and work husband and work spouse and all that kind of stuff. I think that's just too, I think that it can lead to something more. Because if you're that close to that person that you're calling them your work wife, I think it can lead to something more. And something deeper than just a friendship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
And one other, I was going to say, one other point that I wanted to make, you know, let's not forget the President of the United States and First Lady, they met because they worked at the same law firm.
Yes, somebody did bring that up earlier. So it doesn't always have to be bad. No, I was just saying, I agree. It doesn't always have to be bad. Because now he's the President of the United States. So and they still together.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I do agree that it doesn't have to be necessarily a bad thing. And I do, you know, I'm going to try to find some statistics and see if I could post them tonight on how many of these workplace relationships actually last and continue on and lead to marriage. I am interested in knowing that. you know.
Yeah, because I know one firsthand who met the girl at the job we had and got married, and they still married to this day. You know, it's so it is some good things about it. I mean, because you never know where you're going to meet the person you're going to spend the rest of your life with. I mean, it can be at the most unlikely of places and things like that. And sometimes you don't want to just make the fact that you work together the reason for not being with somebody that's a really good person, you know. So it's just about the mentality of the individuals you have your relationship with, the maturity level on how to handle situations like that, you know, mm-hmm. that makes a difference.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well,
so it's not all
this
bad.
Has been a very – oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I'm just saying, so it ain't all bad, you know, even though you risking it regardless of what direction you go with it, but it's not all bad, you know. It could be some good things come out of it, you know, if the right two individuals are together and with the right mindset on dealing with it in a work environment.
Yeah, I agree. It doesn't have to always be. It doesn't have to end bad. It doesn't have to be bad. You're right. Well, thank you, caller, for calling in. You brought up some excellent points, and we appreciate your commentary, and I appreciate you just taking the time to listen tonight.
Oh, yes, you're welcome.
Thank you so much. And I think I'll make sure I post the next one. So I don't know. Are you on my invite list, or someone invited you to it?
Yeah, I was on the invite list.
Oh, okay, good. So I'll be posting the next show probably tomorrow or Wednesday. So look forward to it.
Okay,
and I hope you
cool
join
thing.
Us next week, too. Thank you. Hope you
Thank
have
you.
A good night.
Oh, likewise.
Thank you. So we are wrapping up the show. I think we had a very interesting discussion tonight, Keith, and I don't know what happened to Nadia, but I think she kind of either went to sleep or she didn't drop off because the number's still up here. So I don't know what happened to her. But I think we had a very interesting show tonight, and I really, really, really just appreciate the conversation. I think we brought out a lot of stuff. As usual,
right.
You know, the shows don't ever go the way I expect to go. But it does go. It always get the point across. So I am very happy about that. So everyone who is listening, if you have ideas, a show idea that you want me to talk about, please make sure you can email me on my Facebook page, or you can email me at MikaRae@MikaRae.com. That's MikaRae at MikaRae.com. And I will definitely look into bringing up that topic. And, of course, make sure you tune in to us on Saturdays on Brunch in the Basement with Javon from 11 to 1. And then on Sunday for Sunday Evening Shout from 6:30 to 8:30. And then, of course, meet again on Monday from 10 o'clock to 11:30, me with Keith. And we're trying to recruit Nadia, so we're working on her. And Keith, do you have anything to say before we let our listeners go for the evening?
No, I don't really have anything to say, but it was interesting. We learned about the good and the bad of workplace relationships, so it was very interesting. Looking forward to next week.
Yeah, I can't wait. We'll see what I'm talking about next year. I don't know yet. I was thinking of definitely bringing up the idea of the topic of women who intentionally sleep with married men or women who are in relationships. I do kind of want to talk about that, so maybe that's what I bring up next week. We'll see. I'll work it out in my head. If you have an idea, Keith, you have something you want me to talk about, let me know too, okay?
Will do.
All righty, everyone. Subscribe to us on www.blogtalkradio.com. Subscribe to us on www.blogtalkradio.com/WJBR so that way you can stay up to date on the shows and what's going on. You can also listen to all of our podcasts on iTunes as well. So we hope you all have a good night. I'm going to end this with, let's see, I'll end it with Rain Check by Jay Davey. I love this song. So you all have a good night. Good night, Keys.
Yeah, good night.
Rain check, can I get a rain check? Really want.